Louise Kentelan on Today FM.
The music you love, it continues shortly on Today FM. But right now, delighted to have a musical star join us live for the chats. Last year, he sold out headline shows across the UK, Europe, North America, Australia, New Zealand, even performed at Glastonbury in the summer. He's about to head on the road with Ed Sheeran across the US. And we here on Today FM could not get enough of his breakout hit, Stargazing. Most recently, he has teamed up with one of our own and his new best mate, Niall Horan. Niall Smith, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing very well. Listen, it's great to have you on the show. I think it's your first time being on the show. We're flat out playing Stargazing ever since it went viral on TikTok. That must have been an incredible journey for you.
Yeah, it's been a crazy few years in general. And, you know, it's such awesome stuff to know that the music's still translating and people are still loving it. I mean, they're probably very frustrated of it by now, but hey, it's still playing.
You said that, not us. Is there something gas about going on to social media, TikTok, and scrolling, and every video is your song, your song, your song, your song?
Yeah, it's definitely a weird feeling. It's like, it's just amazing the amount of context I've seen the videos be put in that I could have never imagined. I mean, you get the things like weddings and, you know, school assemblies, which is really cool. And then it'll be, I don't know, a guy dirt biking whilst drinking a beer. And I'm like, okay, cool, wicked, we live for it. So it's super cool.
What is the strangest video that someone has overlaid Stargazing to?
Oh, there's some that I definitely can't say on radio.
But say, you know, it's Irish radio, yeah. Miles, you're fine.
Oh, definitely not. I've seen strange things. Leave it there.
Fair enough. Listen, before we get stuck into all things music and Niall, because I'm very excited to chat about that, tell me, any plans for the weekend? It's going to be a romantic one. It's Valentine's tomorrow.
It's Valentine's tomorrow. I think that says it all. I'll be watching TV on my own. I think it's the most romantic thing I could do, which is treat myself with love.
Fair play to you. So it's not a bit of you anyway, Miles.
Nah.
Okay, fair enough. I guess I thought you'd be a man for a love song now. Thought you'd be someone to serenade someone or write a love tune.
I do like writing a little love tune, absolutely. I think there's always space for it in my heart. But yeah, no, Valentine's it's a bit like my birthday. It's like another day, and you know, if anything happens, it's a bonus.
Totally disagree. As a Leo, I love my birthday. I celebrate birthday months every August, so it's not another day. What's your star sign, Miles?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh,
there we go. I knew it. There's always something. We never get love, and I don't know why.
Oh, Miles, come on. We're going to have to find you an Irish wife. Are you in the market?
No, I'm not. I'm very much married to my guitar.
Good answer. On that note, we should move it on. And tell me, you have an Irish bestie in Niall Horan. The pair of you seem to be like two peas in a pod. How did the friendship come about? And what's it like working with him?
Oh man, he's incredible. I met Niall maybe a few, like halfway through last year, and it was just someone that I kicked it off with like right away. It's just, yeah, we're very similar in that sense. And yeah, I don't know, it just was a friendship that sort of like grew out of nothing and then ended up at like 5 a.m. in a kitchen with a McDonald's. So you know, it's a real one when that happens. And yeah, the song came about 2 years ago. I started to write it and I could just never finish it, and then I sent it to him on the back end of last year and he loved it. And yeah, we got into a studio in West London and sort of turned it into the thing that it is.
That's really exciting. And I love the fact that it's more of a folky, acoustic-y pop, very actually Irish. And also the phrase, drive safe. If you've ever met an Irish mammy, you can't get out the door without someone saying, drive safe, drive safe. So it's the sentiment as well is really lovely.
I love that. Yeah, no, he's very Irish. And, you know, when he's singing it, I'm like, oh, I can hear it.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, it's an amazing thing. Best people in the world.
So we're doing something on the show at the minute where we're celebrating Irish music, but particularly the 100 greatest Irish songs of all time, right? Have you any favourite Irish artists?
Yes, I got like so many. I'm split between four. I'd say like Darren Keeley, Aaron Rowe, I love at the moment, singer-songwriters, mm-hmm. and band-wise, Kingfisher and Amble out of here.
So, Miles, like Kingfisher and Amble are super folky. Do you like that?
You know what? It's less so much about folk and more about the actual writing. Like, I love how people tell stories. Any genre, if you tell a good story, I'll love the song.
Do you come from a house of storytellers, as in your parents, grandparents?
You know what? My mum can talk. and she loves a good story and remember when and back in my day. So yeah, she is a storyteller.
Yeah, do you know what? I agree. And I think maybe that's why Irish people are good storytellers too, because we love to talk and talk. Oh, and
Niall
talk.
Horan can not shut up.
Sorry now, tell me, like, when you're working together, who's the diva? Yeah. Is it Niall that's all talk and direction, or how does that work?
I wouldn't say he's a diva, but he definitely has diva qualities. He definitely does. He's like the most rugged princess you'd meet.
A rugged princess from Westmeath. Have you been over to Ireland with him?
Not with him, but I've been over to Ireland a few times. But he wants me to go back to Mullingar with him at some point. He said, I'll understand him more when I've been there. So I'm excited to go at some point.
There's a river that runs through Mullingar called the River Boyne. And I believe there's great music in that river because there are so many musicians, famous Irish musicians, to come out of that small town. So I don't know what's in the water, Miles, but you should have a glass of it when you're over.
Mr. Trick, we could have called it the River Nile.
Listen, I'm sure that they do. I'm sure the people in Mullingar call it that. Come here to me. I saw you pop up in a pub in London and perform Drive Safe together.
Yes.
Anything
yes,
to
yes.
be said for popping up in an old pub over here in Ireland and doing it for us?
Definitely at some point I'll do that for sure. I think, like, for me, it's really cool playing in really big places with a lot of people, but like nothing beats being up close and personal. And I think if I get the opportunity this year, I'll definitely do that.
Well, we're big fans of a sesh here on the show. We love an old bit of a session in a pub. So if you do, we begs being the ones that are first there.
Absolutely.
Miles, come here before we let you go. Obviously, the collaboration with Niall Horan, it's incredible. Drive Safe. We love to champion Irish music. We're claiming it as one of our own on the show. And we're very excited to celebrate this track. But for you, Miles Smith, as a solo artist, what are you most excited for in 2026?
Oh, most excited for, I think, just at some point getting back on the road and with Ed, you know, through summer, which is going to be incredible. And, you know, just spending more time like up and close, like finishing a project. You know, I'm sort of like at the sort of beginning middle stages of putting something together. I've got a lot more songs to write, but hopefully at some point this year I'll have an album.
Great news, Miles Smith. What a pleasure to chat to you. Gurbila Mahagat. And come here, enjoy spending time on the couch on your own this Valentine's Day.
I'm right here right now.
We really appreciate your time. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you, Susie. Louise Cantillon on Today FM.